Shalom to all! Today we're learning Yerushalmi Beitza, Perek Dalid, in the middle of explaining Halacha Dalid, and in the Oiz Vazar Tzuris Davatan, Lamed Zayin Omer Aleph, about six lines up from the bottom, about the two dots with the words Shlosh Devarim Nehru B'Psila, and in the Article Tzuris Davatan, Mem Omer Aleph, about a third of the way in at the two dots. And today's office sponsor, Lili Nishmas, Marsh Mirim Sarabas, Miyaka Moshe, Hernish, Amash, should have an Aliyah. And we continue discussing the Mishnah, where we had mentioned wicks, how one is not allowed to cut a wick into two, because that's Metakin Mana, it's like creating a Kli, he's making a usable wick. So now the Gemara tells us, Shlosh Devarim Nehru B'Psila Hachmir, there are three things that we said regarding wicks on Yom Tif that are a Chumra, and there are three that are a Kula. These are the three things that they said as a Chumra. Number one, no making a wick on Yom Tif, no rolling it and making it into a proper wick. That's because Metak and Mana. Also, no cutting it into two. You can't take a long wick and slice it into two. And that's a proper Girsa. No singeing it in fire. That's because we know it's much easier to light a wick if it was pre-singed with fire. That's all. Also, Matakin Mana, so no doing that on Yom Tev. Now, Elu Shlosh Shamru LaHakel, the following things they said as a Kula, Lam Zayin Omer Beis on top, Maichin I saw, one can mush it if he has his wick and it's a little bit frayed at the end and it's more difficult to light and the fire's not going to catch on so well, so he could mush it with the tips of his fingers, that's okay. Also, Vishayin I saw B'Shemen, he could soak it in oil, that makes it easier to light. And Vichalkin I saw B'Ur L'Shtei Neiros, he could cut a wick into two using fire with two lamps. And Ruchinna clarifies, B'Tzarch L'Shneihen, that's only if he needs both of them. And Tanya reviewed the Rapazi, the Bar Deloya, reviewed the Rapazi from Bar Deloya says, how does he cut it into two? Maybe Shtei Neiros, he brings two lamps, Vinoisa B'Shneihen, and he places each end of the long wick and these two Neiros, V'chalka B'ur L'Shnei Neiros, and then he cuts it in the middle with fire, and now it's in the two lamps. Rav Yaakov Racha quotes Chinur Bar Idi B'Shem Rav, Moya Tenes Apsila B'Yomtif, one's allowed to remove the burnt part of a wick on Yomtif. Many times when you have a longer wick, so the top of it becomes burnt, it's just plain charcoal sitting there, and it actually dims the flame, making it not as strong, so that little bit of burnt part of the wick on top could be removed on Yom Tif. Moving on to Halacha Hey, the Mishnah tells us, Ein Shreven Es Acheres Ve'Ein Choit Chenes HaNiyar Litzos Bay Moliach. One's not allowed to break a piece of pottery or cut a piece of paper in order to roast salted fish. Back in the day, when they had salted fish and they wanted to roast it, so in order to prevent it from burning on the grill, they would take a piece of pottery or a piece of paper, soak it in water, and place that under the fish on top of the grill, then enable the fish to be roasted or grilled without burning. And the Mishnah is telling us that breaking a piece of pottery or cutting a piece of paper on Yom Tif is usur. That's because this is not tzarich eichel nefesh, this is machshir eichel nefesh. It's just a preparatory thing for food, which we know according to the Chacham is usur, and therefore he's being over mishum mechatech, cutting on Yom Tif. Another din, in garfin taner v'kirayim, one is not allowed to rake out or shovel out a taner or kirayim, which are two different types of stoves. Let's say a brick or a piece of the oven fell into it. Maybe that's going to ruin the food a little bit, or that's going to cause some sort of issue with cooking in here. Still, one's not allowed to shovel it out in Yom Tif. That's because it's metakin mana. He's fixing up his oven, making it usable. Aval, however, says the Mishnah, mechabshin, he could smooth it out. Maybe he has this big pile of stuff that had fallen in. He can't shovel it out, but he could just smooth it down. And also, ein mekivin shtei chavias lishvay salenis akdeira, if a person doesn't have a tripod with which to put his pot on to cook his food, he's not allowed to take two barrels and place them near each other in order to put his pot on top of them and have the fire underneath, obviously. That's because it looks like Baina. It looks like he's building a tripod. Another din, Ein Soimchen Sakdeira Bekas V'chein Hadeles. No supporting a pot with a piece of wood, and also not the door. You can't support that with a piece of wood. That's because wood is only meant for burning. That means it's Muktzah for everything else. And also, Ein Manhigin Esabahim V'makel B'Yomtif. No leading an animal with a stick on Yomtif, because as we just said, wood is only meant for burning. It's not meant for any other use. Now, based off the first line of the Mishnah, the Gemara tells us, Hada Amra, this teaches us, Hain Sikira, this Sikira, which is basically herbs that were used for dyeing, what they would do is crush them up and put them in some sort of press to dry them out. So, Asr Mi'evid B'Yamatava, it's Asr to do this on Yom Tif, which means it's Asr to take them out from where they are on Yom Tif. Why is that? Lamed Chesam Alf on top, Duhumakatea Begume, that's because he's basically breaking it off from where it's resting in this press, and that's no different than breaking the piece of cheres or cutting a piece of paper from our Mishnah. Now we have a story regarding the next part of the Mishnah, which had told us that even if something from the oven fell into it, like a brick or something like that, no shoveling it out. So the Gemara tells us, Barti de Ruchia Rabba, the daughter of Ruchia Rabba, Asas Meifa Gaitanura, she wanted to come and bake something in the oven on Yom Tif. Ashkachas Kipa Begave, she found a brick from the oven inside, preventing her from baking it properly. So Shal Slavua, she asked her father, what can I do? Amar La, he told her, Islin Garfin, go shovel it out. Amar, so she told him, Lena Yachal, I'm not able to. Amrullah, so he told her, Islin Kavshin, you just pat it and smooth it down. Rav Chaim Kanievsky suggests that really it went went the other way around. The first he told her that she should pat it and smooth it down. She said, I'm not able to. So he said, okay, fine, you can shovel it out. Now the Gemara just clarifies, Yada Havas, she really knew what the halacha was. Elo, the Havas Bai Mishma Minavua, she wanted to hear it directly from her father, and that's why she asked him. We're going to stop it for the day and pick up tomorrow, continue to discuss ovens. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.